It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Might have been the best part of the game last night, Sean.
The intro was so good.
I think Al Michaels hit the post.
Absolutely nailed that. Good job by him.
It was all downhill from there last night.
Al Michaels, the best broadcaster of all time.
He's excellent. I think he is excellent. Just a brutal game last night, though.
Awful.
I mean,
unwatchable.
Did you enjoy Kirk Herbstreit during that game, though?
I can't get him. I'm not used to him in pro football.
He's
a college guy.
Yeah, I did not like him last night. Yeah. I thought that he was loving Aaron Rodgers a bit too much.
Yeah, but how could you not?
No, but if that was Chris Collinsworth,
he would have been like bursting out of his pants with excitement for Aaron Rodgers.
Like, the Herbstreit thing for me is, like, I'm so used to him doing college football, it's weird to hear him do the NFL. Like, that's the only thing that I take away from when I hear Herbstreit. I'm like, wait a second, isn't this guy on, you know, college football game day and doing all that? So it's kind of weird. I can't get past that.
Yeah. He was spot on, though, last night early in that game when he said the offense is not built for this. Like, this Patriots offense is not built to win a football game in which the other team actually scores. there's some who are texting in and saying this is not Mayo's fault. You know, the groceries were purchased for him. And, all right, so it's Elliot Wolf's fault. I mean,
Mayo, it's what he does on the field.
No, it's pretty simple. It's the person that pays everyone who decided not to pay for players. I mean, Wolf sits down and goes, oh, I don't want to spend any more money to improve this roster?
Like, no, it starts there. But if Kraft says, okay, you guys can spend money, but Elliot Wolf goes, well, you know, there's really nobody out there that I think it's worth spending on. Then that's Elliot Wolf's fault. If Elliot Wolf goes, oh, I want to be a real player and go after, you know, Trent Williams, for example, and trade away some picks and pay him, and Kraft goes no, then it's Kraft's fault. But I don't know.
The guy he signed to be the left tackle played one game, got benched, and quit football. Like, he has been whiffing all over the place when it comes to the offensive line.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's why I say it's Elliott's Wolf fault. Because if Kraft's given him the ability to go out there and get players, then if he's not choosing the right ones or he's electing, saying, hey, we're not going to go. Remember the whole Calvin Ridley thing when Mayo said, well, we just felt like that player's good, but he's not good enough for that type of investment that he wants.
I think Jerod Mayo went into this expecting something different, hence why he said the very first time he was on with us, we're going to burn some cash.
Agreed.
I think that was the promise made and not delivered on.
And cash. Yeah. Ready to burn some cash.
And not to speak out of school, but I think the entire coaching staff will look a little bit different next year.
Yes.
Don't you think?
Yes.
Really?
Maybe an addition or two.
Yeah.
Don't get your hopes up, Wiggy. It's not
No, I'm just trying to figure out who that is.
They're going to hire a coach / mentor and not pay him $85,000.
All right. We have leads that remain this morning, and then we're going to get to They Said It at 7:20. Courtney, good morning.
J-E-T-S, Jets.
I know.
What?
Good morning. That's better than you got to find the LB one from the old show on WAAF. I get errant requests for that. LB one time said GETS Jets. I
got to try it. Even the GETS suck.
Yeah, there you go. That's it. Hold on. You got to play that again. I didn't know you had that.
Even the GETS suck.
But remember, he's Canadian, so he kind of gets a pass.
Well, good morning, everybody. Happy Friday. I already talked about it, but everybody telling us during the offseason you don't want to see Drake May get hurt, blah, blah, blah. That's why you're not playing him. Last night was an exact example of how that is not the issue going on here. And if the issue is that you don't want to ruin Drake May mentally, which I think that Drake May is strong mentally, I don't think anything could ruin him. But putting him in with under 5 minutes to play in a blowout against the Jets in enemy territory and then him not seeing the field for the rest of the season, I think would probably do more bad than good for somebody's mental state. Yeah. If that's the only taste you get during an NFL season, that is going to hurt him more than putting him back out there, making sure that he's able to rebound in some way and figuring out his path in this career. Like, I just think if that's the only time we see him out there and we go back to Jacoby Brissett next week and the week after that, and Drake has to sit and think about his performance in 4 minutes.
Yeah.
That is going to hurt him more than it's going to help. I mean,
but Courtney, don't
Wiggy, you can answer this better than me, but probably a good place for him to see his first NFL action. Like, he got the jitters out. I mean, he definitely, as anybody would, he seemed nervous out there.
Yeah,
of course.
He took a couple sacks.
But if you have that small of a sample size and you just have to think about that over and over again, wouldn't you want to see more game action to get to get yourself back on your feet?
But also, Courtney, I think you would have to believe, like, for your lead and Drake May feeling that way, you'd have to believe that we're not going to see him all season long. I don't think that's the case. I think, you know, Curtis might have said it perfectly. You're going to see him. I mean, if I had to bet, I would say the Miami game, but you're going to see Drake May.
You're going to see him starting in the Miami game.
Starting in the Miami game, but you're going to see him starting by week eight. You know, midway through the season, I don't think they're going to ride this Jacoby train too much longer.
Well, that's what I hope, Wiggy. That's just that. That is where I'm coming from. When the two biggest explanations of why we're not seeing Drake May out there are to make sure he doesn't get hurt behind this O-line and then to not ruin him mentally. I think both, you can throw both of those out.
Yeah,
now.
After last night, yeah. After he got hit, after he was in that game.
Yes.
Night. Yes, absolutely. All right, Courtney, great. Thank you, Wiggy.
J-E-T-S, Jeff. What's Jeff's issue this morning? Didn't I take enough yesterday? Wasn't it enough?
It's just a fun drop.
Wasn't it enough?
You're great. I love you.
Wiggy, good morning.
All right, good morning. So mine's is going to be pretty quickly, and I think this is maybe more for Courtney and all the ladies out there and or maybe even some of the sports fans. But this Sunday.
Ladies are sports fans, just saying.
Yeah. That's why I said, but I think this Sunday, the WNBA playoffs kicks off, and it'll be interesting to see what they're going to look like ratings-wise. I mean, Connecticut Sun's taking on the Indiana Fever, so Caitlin Clark, I mean, it'd be pretty interesting and cool if they had one of the games in Boston, the playoff games, but I think it's going to be cool to see, like, what ratings-wise the numbers are going to be when it comes to the playoffs and how people are going to tune in this year, obviously, with everything going on, especially with the Fever being in the playoffs and, you know, everybody kind of the Caitlin Clark hype. So it'll be interesting just to see. Courtney, you going to tune into any of the WNBA playoffs?
Yeah, maybe.
No.
I mean, no, I should and I will. But it's all about Caitlin Clark. Like, the rest of it, do people really care about the other teams?
So no. In Shaughnessy's column today, he has a note about the WNBA ratings this season. They were up 170%.
Wow.
They averaged 1.2 million viewers per game, which is massive. Like, the fact that these women hate Caitlin Clark, like, look at the audience she delivered this year.
Yeah.
It is amazing.
All right, Wiggy, thank you.
You got it.
It is well documented that on this show, Courtney Cox has an issue with you fantasy football hardos. And so I thought I would share a little bit of news this morning about a gentleman who most likely would fit into that category. There is a 25-year-old Philadelphia man who is facing extended jail time after he has admitted reporting a hoax mass shooting and bomb threat in retaliation over a fantasy football argument.
I mean, that seems fair.
Matthew Gabriel is facing up to 5 years in jail. after pleading guilty to two counts of interstate and foreign communication of a threat to injure. It appears that he had an online disagreement with a member of his fantasy football chat group. The victim was a student at the University of Iowa who was traveling to Norway for a study abroad program. And after their online argument, it wasn't IRL, Scheim. This was an online argument. He then reached out to the Norwegian Police Security Service and said that he knew about somebody who was coming to Norway to commit a mass shooting and to blow up several buildings. Wow. And identified this young man as the potential blower-upper. Here's Matthew's attorney talking about the threats and his punishment.
I'm sure he did not think it was going to go this far. The Norwegian police spent over 900 man hours dispelling this threat. He really is your average Joe. He's very remorseful to the Norwegian government, to the victim in this case, anybody else that may have been hurt. And obviously he's grown up a lot in the last few months, and I think he'll grow up a little more on the 15 months of home confinement too.
I rest my case.
Thank you. That's legendary prank status right there. Like,
really, it's taking things a little too far, though. Like, I mean,
this was a great lead for me. Terrible lead for Scheim. Like, this lead is so perfect for me.
It is.
Yeah. I rest my case. People get too into it. They're too, it's fantasy. You need to just.
Coming from the girl whose husband writes White Raven.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, that's a hobby that he doesn't take too seriously. It's a passion project.
He writes a 10-page White Raven recap after every, what is it, Game of Thrones, and he emails it to all his coworkers?
No, to his friends. Thank you.
He did threaten to throw down with a guy who refused to acknowledge the King of the North, though, if I remember correctly.
He did not.
Yes, he did.
Santa's not a fighter.
One true king, the King of the North.
not a fighter.
And then you go to like a Harry Potter wizard pop-up shop.
Yeah, it was last week. Don't act like you forgot. You spent 3 hours on it.
All right. Well, those are the leads we're going to get today. Set it next. And then Courtney with the news coming up at 7:45 and at 9:30 or 9:20 this morning. We'll get our expert on to tell you how to wager this weekend.
And we have some tea.
Nick Costo. So, yeah, we do have some tea. We have to carefully get into that.
Right.
So as to lure him into a potential trap, Curtis.
Somehow I think he'll be an easy mark.
Okay. Yeah, Nick Costos at 9:30. Here's Courtney right now with what is trending.
The exclusive home for Patriots Monday and Friday.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
The Pats fall fell to 1-2 on the season with a brutal 24-3 loss to the Jets. Drake May came in with less than 5 minutes to play. He completed 4 of 8 passes for 22 yards and was sacked twice. Jerod Mayo explained his decision to put May in this one.
I just thought it was an opportunity, a good opportunity for him to go out there with the ones and put a few drives together. He moved the ball. We'll watch the film and evaluate it.
Aaron Rodgers looked like his old self. He completed 27 of 35 passes for 281 yards and 2 touchdowns. And it's time to get excited, BC fans. We have a night game tomorrow night, 8 p.m. kickoff at Alumni against Michigan State for the Red Bandana game. The game will be on these very airways following the Sox game.
Excellent.
And the Sox got shut out by the Rays 2-0 yesterday. The boys are back home to take on the Twins tonight, 7:10 first pitch, with Richard Fitz getting the start. You can hang out with Coop at 6:10 for the MassMutual pregame show. Then Will Fleming and Joe Stiglione have the call on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network right here on EEI and, as always, on the Odyssey app.
Greg, can I ask you a quick question real
yes.
quick? Because you're the oldest of the group.
Right.
Where does Dick come from when it comes to Richard?
Oh, that's actually a good question.
That's a great question. I don't know the answer.
Like, I get like Will and Bill and William and
yeah.
like, where does Dick come from with from Richard?
That is
all right. Well, I asked Google.
Yeah.
Dick is a nickname most often for Richard, which likely originated in the Middle Ages as a rhyming slang for Rick.
Oh, okay.
I have no idea.
It was Richard, like King Richard.
Right.
And then it was King Rick.
Right.
And right.
then somebody didn't like him, and they started calling him King Dick. Okay. Now you have your answer, Wiggy.
Hey, but I'd like to be known as King Dick, though.
I'm sure you would.
If you knew that was the end of that, Wiggy, that was A+ right there.
That is what's trending, and you will only really find conversations like that on this show. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
The more you know. 62 degrees, cloudy skies, afternoon high 66. And Greg, just a quick note. MetLife Stadium, Jets home games, must be the Guinness Book of World Records for most punchable faces.
Oh, I know.
God, do they. That stupid
Fireman
idiot.
Ed's back.
God, I can't stand Fireman Ed.
He's back, though. I thought they, like, banned him or booted him out of here.
No, he quit.
He gave up, and now he's back.
Right.
Right, how's that happen? Isn't that like
he's
like a Fairweather fan?
In the G-E-T-S. Suck, suck, suck.
King bandwagon, that guy.
Yeah.
But good year to be on the Jets. It pains me to say it, but yeah. that's a good football team. All right, Courtney, thank you. Curtis, weather?
62 degrees right now, afternoon high of 66.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.